This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alrighty then, howdy doody. Here we are listening to On Air with Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls, making all of the noise possible in a sense, putting it all together. All of us are in different places. Jen Jen's in L.A. I'm on the farm this week in Boston. Victoria's in New York. Kara's down in Washington. The word of the day today is loam. L-O-A-M. Now, you might say, Doug, why would you make that simple word commonly used by...
Not so commonly used.
No, I didn't know what it was, remember? You had
you
to tell me.
Didn't
yeah,
know
a long
what it
time
was?
Ago.
Victoria when I didn't know what it was either.
No, I've no never heard that word in my life.
Loam.
No, nobody's heard that.
Wait
I've heard topsoil.
Topsoil and loam.
Dirt.
And dirt. Are pretty much the same thing. But loam is screened dirt.
And dirt, isn't topsoil well, dirt, also screened?
Topsoil is loam. They are synonymous.
You're a profiler, Doug, please.
Say what?
You're a profiler.
How do you figure that?
Because you're screening your dirt.
Kind of a twist on words. I just was flabbergasted this morning, and Kara knew what loam was.
Really?
I'm thinking to myself, yeah.
Yeah, sure I did.
No,
you didn't
did.
Know what loam was?
I've Come heard on. Of loam before, but if you just asked me out of the blue, I probably couldn't have told you.
I'm flabbergasted. Is that a word that is synonymous with old?
What it might be.
What is that? Who among us doesn't know what loam is?
All of us. It looks like three against one here. None of us knew.
I don't know. If you're not doing much gardening or landscaping, then you don't really have a reason to use the word.
Loam is what's on top of everything.
Yeah, we just say dirt.
Loam.
Right. That's normal people.
Okay. Loam. By the way, speaking of things that are silly, the Cozy Shack food experience, the Cozy Shack pudding experience, if you would like to be entitled to the $25 gift card that we have for you this week, I misspoke. In the last hour, you have until the top of the next hour to score that. So if you want to like, either on our Facebook page or our friend on our Twitter page, whatever you would like to do, like the Cozy Shack posting. We'll see if we can get you a $25 gift card, good for a Cozy Shack survival pack. Do I have that correct?
Correct.
I believe I have that correct. All right. That and loan. By the way, on the DJV Facebook page, you may see a. there are a lot of things. I've gotten dangerous, and I'm now posting a lot of stuff that I've come across on the DJV page. And one of them was a video of me that was done when I was doing the program in Israel in December. And the reason I posted it there is because I was trying to get it next to the posting that went up earlier this week of me from a radio studio in 1972. However, I didn't do that well, but if you want, just for the heck of it, to see what it looked like in the radio studio that I was working in 1972, and then see me in the studio in Israel in 2016, I just thought it would be an interesting juxtaposition, but I couldn't quite pull it off, and Victoria is not sure that even she can pull it off, but I don't think there's too much separation territorially, is there, between the picture of me from 72 and then
oh,
the
there
video?
Is, because
oh,
you've is been, yeah, you're a posting fiend, so yeah, there's a lot of scrolling involved if you want to find
see,
those pictures.
This is now proof positive again. When I get to the point of wanting to use the technology, then I use it and embrace it. So I figured out, well, you actually
helped me figure it out.
It's like a gift that keeps on giving and giving and giving.
Well, but I think there are a lot of interesting things that people don't see. And I post a lot of them on personal Facebook, but I don't have anywhere near as many followers. I have, I don't know, 700-800 followers that are my friends on Facebook. On my own personal site, but the DJV site has thousands, and I just want to have people see some of the things and at least be exposed to what either I'm thinking or other people. I find it actually reposting fascinates me because of all of the stuff that's out there that people have time either to create or to find. I just find it fascinating that there's so much stuff that's around, and even though it may be, some of it may be questionable in terms of authenticity, it still is interesting to read and figure out how people think. That's really what I'm all about, is getting people to think. So help yourself. It's if you follow us on Twitter, it's at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/DJV Show. The Uber story is fascinating, and it becomes more fascinating every day. Did you know that when you signed on as a new employee to Uber, you have to agree to the 14 core company values? Did you know that there was a code of ethics? I got into this conversation with the cab driver who brought me out from the airport the other night, because I use the local Tommy's Taxi as the local Framingham Taxi, and I'd rather use them than Uber, where I can here locally. So I have them come pick me up at the airport when I get in on the plane. And we were talking about the competition that Uber presents to local cab companies. And because Tommy's is a good local firm, they don't really have, I mean, they're so well known, they've been here a long time, that people use them and prefer them. But if you're new to town, you don't know about Tommy's, you call up Uber, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, they have these 14 core company values that you have to agree to. And so there are a lot of, that's why I think, in part, there's a, the problems that have been underscored by those who don't like them because they really do have a set of standards that I think is better. And even though they, I think there have been some cases, have there not, of Uber drivers who had problems with female riders. Weren't there a few of those cases around? Do I remember that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are many more of them that are regular taxi guys. But there's not perfection, but this company, I see Alphabet, Google, is taking a shot at them today or yesterday. They announced that Alphabet announced they were going to sue Uber for, I don't know, $1 billion or something because they say that Uber has stolen proprietary technology for the self-driving car. Excuse me. You see that? The ride services that will be using this autonomous driving technology, I guess that's the best way of putting it, it's called Waymo. It's sensor technology to help you speed yourself into a place of being able to read the lines on the road. I mean, I don't want to get into the technology, how it works really, but it's something that Google says they figured it out. They made the deal with Waymo, and now Uber says, no, we, Uber Technologies, discovered how to use Waymo in our self-driving cars. So they're suing each other, back and forth.
Isn't that nice?
But you know why they're doing it? Because Google's one of the most amazing success stories of our time. I mean, admit it. This is a fabulous company that has fabulous employees. They do fabulous stuff. But they want to be king of the mountain. And it just happened, and I saw this because Warren Buffett, who is my guru when it comes to investing, he this past week stated that he felt the value for Uber at the present time is about $70 billion. Here's a software company that owns nothing. They don't own cars. They really don't have employees. Although, you know, they're you know, contractual employees. But this is a company that came from nothing 7 or 8 years ago. How long has Uber been around? It's been, what, 7, 8, 9 years? Somebody came up with a bit of software. This guy, I forget what his name is, who started Uber. And then the fact that they found a niche, and isn't that what success is all about? You look at the marketplace, no matter what your business, you want to be successful, you find a niche, and you go for it. And they studied cab operations and what was available for private ride services around the world and found that there really weren't any good ones. And there haven't been until they came along. And they have problems, of course, because they got hundreds of thousands of people driving cars in their name. But the brilliance of some guy coming up with software that can then be used as it is used, and now they have a value of close to $70 billion. They operate in 70-some-odd countries. Can you imagine? What a great American story, as is Google. But now they're fighting with each other because, I mean, Google's got to be worth a lot more than $70 billion. But they don't want anybody in their space. And so they're going to spend a lot of money trying to push Uber out, and I think they'll lose, frankly. But isn't it interesting to see how these companies want to jostle for a position of king of the mountain? That's really what it is. And then do we give thanks for having the ability in a country like this to start a company and do what these people have done? I just think it's so praiseworthy. It's fabulous. So have I gotten off? Everybody okay now?
Uber, yes. Okay, Uber. Got it.
Yeah. All right, here's another great American story. Ready for another one?
Sure.
Parachute. Parachutehome.com/DJV is the place to go when you are looking for bedding that is above and beyond what you have ever found in terms of comfort before. We all attest to this. I do, snuggling in my sheets in my bed here on the farm, wrap myself around the pillow that is all about Parachute. Jennifer has done the same thing in her abode, and Victoria has done the same in her abode, and Kara has done the same in her bed in her abode, and you can do the same thing. Enjoy what we have found to be the most comfortable, the best that we have come across, bedding sets with pillowcases, sheets, duvet covers. Soft, comfortable. I'm off on my toot. You ladies are as capable as I am of extolling the value and virtue. What would happen? I actually thought about this when I woke up this morning. If we were all in the same bed together.
Ew. Okay.
Well, you know, for like a little publicity picture.
Oh, just, right. Uh-huh. Fallen for that more than once.
Right.
A little publicity picture, and now you can't run for office anymore.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean. It's cozy. And you could.
Would all be tempted to take a nap, for sure, because the sheets are so soft and crisp and wonderful.
Percale bedding made from premium, long, staple Egyptian cotton, crisp and cool to the touch. It is the best. And when you unbox your Parachute delivery, you'll have the same experience that we all have. So
it is so cute when you unbox it. It's just, the sheets come in these cute little matching fabric, by the way, pouches that it makes you feel like you're getting, I mean, you're really getting something high end, but it's affordable. And so you tell yourself that secret, like, ooh, you just get excited. It's like
feels
going
like a
to
gift.
Exactly.
Even if you
right.
buy them for yourself.
Well, we have all of us going through the experiences in our anecdotal stories. You'll have your own anecdotal stories as well. Guaranteed. You don't want the sheets? After 2 months, send them back. Ooh, what a deal. Parachutehome.com/DJV.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
And the guitar, do I have to identify Van Halen? Or do you know who I'm talking about when I say, Eddie, crank that up there, Carol, will you please? This guy knows how to make a lot of noise now, I'll tell you that. So the noise he's making today focus on the fact that he donated 75 of his guitars to a low-income school. This is kind of like Mr. Holland's Opus.
And as a matter of fact, Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation.
The foundation, exactly, is the beneficiary program providing musical instruments to students in low-income schools. He said, quote, "My whole life has been music. I couldn't imagine anything else. It must be... It has to be taught." Now, I agree with him. Music in school has to be taught. So this foundation gives out 1,800 instruments a year to schools that don't have music programs. And so they are therefore helping provide music education. What an outrage that we've allowed our school system to get to the point where we don't teach music, ed, and phys ed, and that kind of stuff. My God, what are we doing? Hey, talk about values. Anyway, so Van Halen said it was very difficult at first to find a charity that takes guitars. Most everybody just wanted money. Now there are dozens of youngsters out there learning how to play the guitar, not knowing the instrument had belonged to one of the great guitarists of all time. Our goal, he said, is to give children every tool they can possibly need to succeed. Music is a common denominator, man, is he right about that? It really is. You put a child in a music class, it builds community, communication, they find a place, safe haven. All of those things are true. Good for you, Eddie Van Halen. Good. That's good. This is my favorite Van Halen tune. Good pop song. All right, speaking of pop singers, Sarah Bareilles performing during the Oscars on Sunday. How many people are going to watch the Oscars? Raise your hands, please.
Definitely.
Probably.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it'd be a good take. This is a good song. You can crank it up so people can identify who Sarah Bareilles is in case they don't remember her or care. She's going to be singing during the In Memoriam performance at the Oscars. She has won Grammys. She's an award winner. She was... I think about this whole business of the In Memoriam. I frankly find it the most intriguing part of these award shows, because in many instances I forget who has died during the course of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a way of
paying tribute. And if they do it the right way, it's a really good tribute.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yep. So 89th Annual Academy Awards this Sunday night. Also in the music news today is rapper Jay-Z. Speaking of award winners, he's gotten 21 Grammys, 13 number one albums on the charts. He's a successful businessman. And now he adds Hall of Famer to that list. He's the first rapper to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's written tracks for Beyonce, Rihanna, Mariah, including, but he does his own stuff as well. He requires that songwriters work in the industry, or the Hall of Fame, excuse me, requires songwriters work for 20 years before they can be considered even. So he's got a good routine going, and he actually, the first album he did was 1996, called Reasonable Doubt. Anybody remember that?
If you told me some of the singles from it, I probably would remember that.
I don't know.
I don't own a full Jay-Z album. No, that's not true. I think I had his white album.
You know what I like from this era is Ice Cube. Jay-Z is okay, but I like Ice Cube, frankly.
Seriously?
Yeah, for whatever.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I like Ice-T from that era.
Past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your pet an overeater? You know, an overeater generally is bored to tears. Nothing else in life other than food has any major interest for him. So he devours everything he receives and then demands even more. If the pet doesn't get his food fixed, some may even become aggressive and demanding. Like the nervous eater, the overeater may growl over his bowl, staunchly protecting while he eats. The attitude there is, I want this, I got it, and nobody's going to take it away from me. This type of growling generally is a bluff, but you still got to be careful. Let me explain what I do. You know, dogs are, and our cats for that matter, are fed by us. We're in control over their food. So we put down their food once or twice a day. It goes in the same spot every single day, and they look forward to it. And it makes sense that they may become protective. Here's what I do with my dogs. Try this out. I give them the same amount of food, but instead of feeding them in one dish, I feed them out of two dishes separated on different ends of the room, so they always know there's food around and there's no need to be protective. I'll more next time.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Exercise in conversation, the daily way for you to figure out what's going on in the rest of the world. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And Bud Phillips is in our focus at the moment because he, gentleman that he is, has just won the Survival Gift Pack, $25 gift card from Cozy Shack, so he can survive with Cozy Shack pudding. Good for him.
Thank goodness.
Everybody, extensive a round of applause for Bud.
Yay.
Phillips.
Hey, Bud.
Yay. All right, Bud, you, that's a good job done by you. Let's see. Other names in the news beside Bud Phillips. How many people know who Grace Hightower is? Raise your hands.
No.
Nobody knows who Grace Hightower is? She's married to a very famous actor. That help you any?
Nope.
Robert De Niro is married to Grace Hightower.
Oh.
And he said he's having a hard time with her because she is frustrating him. He is investing in, I guess the latest thing she's done is a coffee company. And she's not a very good manager, apparently. The coffee's come from Rwanda. I always have had a hard time.
Yeah.
Rwanda. That's where coffee comes from. Not exactly the best place in the world to raise coffee, but anyway, He loves her, so he's helping. But he apparently was in a bar the other night, and he was overheard arguing with her, suggesting, and this may be fake news, it may be real news, I'm getting it from Page Six, Victoria.
Okay.
He said,
so it could go either way.
It's true.
I wouldn't have to keep making these S-H-I-T-T-Y movies if you didn't spend all of our money. I didn't think he said our. I think he said my money.
Huh.
And I, you know, you've heard me lately talk about how, you know, like Dirty Grandpa, ugh, what a horrible movie that was. And the one that he's in now that was just out, now I'm trying to remember even the name of it. It was not a good movie. Yeah, there's a guy who was in The Godfather, Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, got Oscars up the gazoo. And now he's in a lot of really... I liked The Intern. Some people say that was a lousy movie. I thought it was a cute movie. But anyway, the reason he's doing all of this stuff that isn't quality, he blames his wife because she's spending all that money.
I'm just going to say that airing your dirty laundry out in public doesn't ever work out well.
No. There's always
so if he's trying to get
a
divorce real fast, then
there you go.
That's probably the way to do it.
Right. Anyway.
Very weird.
It is kind of weird.
I mean, he obviously has enough money that he doesn't need to keep doing these movies, right?
You would think.
I mean, yeah.
Hmm. He does have, there is a quality standard that he has. I mean, he's been in some movies that seemed not to be his, up to his stature as a dramatist. I remember the movie he was in where it was a very violent movie. Robbing banks and stuff, and he was a bad guy and being chased by Pacino. Pacino was a good cop, and he was chasing De Niro. And it always has been this dream of movie producers to put the two of them together as much as they could somehow or other for whatever the reason. I think there sometimes even people confuse the two of them. I don't know how they do that, but they do. You know, all those Italians are the same, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's check the sports desk. Biff and Biff here. Biff A and Biff B. Who wants to take Tom Brady versus the Arizona Coyotes?
It's a really loaded question. I'll let Victoria choose. You know, it's Friday.
Yeah, huh?
Well, did you see the video, Jen, of Tom Brady skiing? His accident?
I did not.
Okay. It's... If you haven't already seen it, it's going viral now. It's Tom Brady has freaked out a lot of Patriots fans because he's spending some downtime on the slopes with his family. One of his children appears to be filming him. He's coming down the slope. It's not a very big slope, but he comes down the slope kind of slowly, actually, and then he launches off one of the ski jumps, and not like a big, you know, ski jump, but like one of those little mogul type hills. And it is such a horrific awkward landing. Well, he doesn't really land it. He face plants, and his two back legs go back out from under him.
Ooh.
His skis fly off. Like, you can hear one of the skis snaps off of his boot so abruptly that you can really hear it. It almost sounds like he snapped his ski. So, he made a joke afterwards. He made a South Park reference joke, you know, French fries and pizza. It was an episode where there's the ski instructors teaching the kids. So, like, one way is a French fry, and the other way to snowplow is a pizza pie. So, but anyway, he makes a South Park joke. I think he's okay. No one really knows for sure, but it definitely freaked out a lot of Patriots fans. So maybe Tom Brady should not go skiing anymore.
Mm. All right, Jen, the Arizona Coyotes. Who even knew? This is your story because you love the NHL.
Yeah,
you love hockey.
I do. Well, Victoria likes hockey too. Hockey is my favorite sport, and I'm a Kings fan.
The host of the program doesn't like hockey. As a matter of fact,
I don't have much use for sports.
All right, so hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Who was it that sent that note?
Tell the mic.
Just kidding. Hang on, right?
What?
Who sent that wise hacker remark aimed at me about sports? Who was the person?
Our listener, Ryan Wendt, said yesterday, he said, yes, Doug, you are an egomaniac. If you can't see why people enjoy going to sporting events, nobody can help you.
Really? Oh, that's mean. You were just saying, to clarify, Doug was saying he doesn't like sports because they're not about him.
Well, right. So it's, and then Jen said, well, that's kind of
stereo
maniacal.
You did.
Otherwise, I would have never picked it out.
No,
you're like, well, you know, it doesn't involve me. So, right. You know.
It doesn't. No, but what I meant by saying that is that when you are involved in the whatever the event is, I don't mean it had to be about me. Of course, it made an easy slice because of the way I said it. But I said, I'm not involved in it, therefore it doesn't interest me. It didn't mean that because
that
I wasn't
same thing.
In it. No.
You're not invested in it because it's
exactly.
not about you.
Right. No, it's not about you.
There is no way around this
keep
cake.
Going,
and
Jennifer,
I love
never
this.
Mind.
Right. No, yeah. no, that's not.
Let's go. Keep going.
Oh, gosh. That's too funny. All right. So, I love hockey. I love the Los Angeles Kings. One of our, I don't even want to say if we're rivals, because we actually own them. No matter how bad the Kings are, we
Jennifer's
always
father
own
took
them.
Me to a Kings game. I got a nosebleed.
You were in the press room, weirdo.
Keep going.
Anyway, I mean, the press room is up top, so you can see the game. See, that was about you, so you must have enjoyed that, because everyone had to pay attention to you.
The only reason I enjoyed it is because I love Jennifer's dad, and I love his company. We have great time whenever we're together. That was the only reason we could have gone to Bob's Big Boy and had as good a time as this.
Aw, that's romantic. And by the way, we do. All right, so the Kings play the Arizona Coyotes a lot. The Arizona Coyotes are a terrible team. They've never really had any traction. They've tried to bring in big stars. They brought in Wayne Gretzky. They still have a really hard time. So they've got low attendance. They don't have a great record. And I guess they're in some battle in Glendale, Arizona over their arena. So with all that in mind, not very many people.
It's just wrong
show up
having a
games.
Hockey team in Arizona or California or Florida.
An argument.
It's wrong.
Yeah, well, so. California, we have two, so men. So they're still struggling to get fans in, but I guess they don't care about offending the few people who do show up to the games too much, because apparently these diehard Coyote fans like to do the wave. And so during one of the games this last week on Monday with the Ducks of Anaheim, these fans tried to start the wave. So the Coyotes' Twitter account started up, and they decided to take a stand against these people who were doing the wave. They said, "Attention fans in 112, we don't do the wave here." They tried to shut him down. They say that a lot of players have said that the wave is distracting and that a lot of fans think it's annoying, and people who want to focus on the game are annoyed by these people standing up and doing the wave. I have to say, I agree. I hate when the wave starts at the a baseball game, or because then you have to be on the lookout. You have to get your timing right. You don't want to look like the dumb guy who stands up too early or too late. I mean, it's really stressful.
I just sit through it. Right. I protest it.
Put
I think it's
up.
Dorky. Yeah.
But don't you guys have three hockey teams in California? In California, yes. We have
the
Ducks of Anaheim.
Yeah.
Right. Sharks I don't classify because they're so far away. They're in Northern California. But in California there's three teams.
Oh, boy. See, he needs it to be about him again.
It's 43 past the hour. Okay. If you have thought about your heart during February, because it's National Heart Month. February is Heart Month. If you've been thinking about your heart, that's good. Hopefully you've been proactive and you've had a good checkup and your cardiologist has told you you've got a good, strong heart. And maybe there are other things going on with you and your heart that you should underscore. Or maybe you in some way, shape, or form, tell your family and friends about the value of having good circulation, good strong heartbeat, all the things that are healthy for a long and happy life. Cardiovascular issues get both men and women down. And if you are a healthy American, and perhaps you've kept yourself healthy by using Superbeats, that's cool. Something to celebrate this month, Heart Month. If you are not on the Superbeats program, then chances are
nice knowing you.
Yeah. Right. Time to check out. Well, maybe it won't be that bad. We're going to save you from yourself by calling this number, 800-655-4183, you can get in on the Super Beats program. Super Beats, exactly what it sounds like. This is a wonderful way to enhance the physicality of your body, which needs to have a healthy blood flow. If you got a problem with high blood pressure, man, you better get on to this right away. You can order at 800-655-4183, or some people like to go online to DougLikesBeats.com, which is a good, effective way to find out more about these natural dietary nitrates. One scoop of them in a glass of water or a smoothie or some other. What did I mix mine in? I'm just trying to think of that. Oh, I did it yesterday. I mixed it. It wasn't. I know. I bought some the probiotic blueberry juice and mixed it in that. That's a good. Any way you can get in your body, it's a great way to enhance the blood flow. Red blood cells are needed to feed the organ that is your body. The white blood cells in the blood help protect you. Your immune system is enhanced by it. This is all natural. These are beets, non-GMO beets, grown. Then they're cooked, and they're powdered, and you put them in your mouth. Put them in your way. You don't want to just swallow them. Ugh, that'd be awful. But you got to mix them with something. And then it does its trick. It opens up your arteries. The blood gets everywhere. Man, you'll do like Jennifer and Victoria do. They have a glass in the... I think Victoria has hers in the morning. Jennifer gets hers in the afternoon.
Yeah, I do mine in the afternoon because I always start to slump around 2 o'clock. Yep.
This is not like coffee. It's not like energy drinks. Only 3 grams of sugar per serving. Tastes great. Energy, stamina. You'll gut it all. You'll gut it all. You'll get it all. Thank you. And so, more important, National Heart Month, make sure you're focused on your heart and your blood and your circulation. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. If you haven't gotten Super Beets yet, what are you waiting for? Go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Get a copy of the book, Beat the Odds. Get an extra month supply free and free shipping as well. Mention Doug Steffen when you are ordering at 800-655-4183 or just go to DougLikesBeets.com.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, the American Psychological Association says today that if you are somebody who checks Twitter while you're brushing your teeth, while you're driving, while you're eating, well, if it overcomes you, then you are a constant checker, and that's a mental distraction, a mental health problem. The American Psychological Association releasing a study finding that Americans are experiencing the first statistically, say it again, Doug, statistically significant stress increase in the 10-year history of the APA's overview. 57% of respondents of all political stripes said the political climate is very significant, and they find themselves more stressed out by checking all of the news on their devices. So why the hell do you check the news? You want to be stressed out?
Because we're addicted.
Yes. That's exactly the point of this, Jennifer. They are. So do something to get you to go exercise or do something. You've got that much time. Put all the time together and go exercise. All right, everybody? Or maybe become a, have some fun and be a reproducer. That's more interesting than going
to that. Oh, jeez.
I'm just trying to be creative. Here we are at 10 before the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've come to the right place. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide, with some real good deals, really good deals. If you want to go to South America, you want to go to Fiji, you want to go to Chattanooga, any or all of those places, and then some, stick around because Pauline's got the story and the word on this. These apps that will help you find the best prices on travel, as well as find out if she uses any of those or what she recommends. That's coming right up here.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
All right, here we are at 56 past the hour. One of the things that I find very therapeutic about thinking, taking a trip, going someplace that is just in your mind, in your dreams. Well, wouldn't it be great to go to Fiji, for example? And I think you can get there pretty easily now. It's not expensive. Pauline Fromer is here from Fromers.com, the Fromers Travel Guide. I wonder how many I wanted to ask your expertise because somebody posted something, I think, on our Twitter account. Somewhere I saw this, wondering about apps because there are a number of trip or travel apps. And I don't even know, does Fromers have a travel app?
We do. We do. I mean, travel apps are basically an attempt by different companies who usually also have websites to escape Google. Google has got the monopoly on search, and lately they have been driving people to their own results, and so more and more companies are creating apps to create their own worlds in which they can trap consumers. I don't find them any better or worse than websites, but there are a lot of them out there, certainly.
Yeah, the trap app, that's what that is. It really is amazing, though. If you really look at, and this is more of a technology thing, Pauline, than anything else, but the fact that these apps can analyze all these flight prices, there are billions of prices on all these airlines, and they claim you can save 40% or whatever. I saw this thing on your website, the Fiji deal for $8.99. That looks like a pretty sweet deal, but there are sweet deals now this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
To lots of different places, even if they seem to be the most desirable. Like, we want to all go to some place that's warm. Where is the best deal this week for warm?
Well, that has less to do with apps than the fact that there's been a big drop-off on incoming travel to the United States ever since Trump's Muslim ban. So there's a lot of space coming in and going out from the United States to places like Fiji, to all over Asia, to Europe.
Really? Because of the
yes,
the
oh
Muslim?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. 80% of the customers from Muslim-majority nations have dropped the United States off their consideration, and 17% of just regular countries are worried about coming here. They're seeing all the marches that are going on. They're seeing what they think is a administration in disarray, and they're thinking, we don't want a vacation there.
Wow.
So prices are really dropping on airfares because other folks aren't coming to the United States right now. Huh. There's a major search engine that's found, I think, something like a 30% drop in just searches of travel to the United States ever since the Muslim ban.
Isn't that interesting? I wouldn't have thought that, but that's really interesting. All right, so you can save big time. Sounds like a good time to take advantage of travel here, there, and everywhere because of some unfortunate circumstances on the other side of the road, if you will. Thank you, Pauline, for telling us that. Pauline Fromer from the Fromer's Travel Guide at Fromer.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.